We just heard Joe Liston. We've got him on the phone. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in again.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate it. I wish it was under better conditions. I mentioned to you off air. I'm just up outside of a comedy club, and they offered me another spot, so I got to go back down there. And I'm
excellent.
I'm freezing. I'm standing outside, so there might be some street noise.
Okay, that's fine.
I apologize.
If you get in a street fight, just make sure you put it on speaker so we can hear it.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what if I bump into someone I know? I'm going to have to tell them I'm on the air.
Yeah, we'll say hi to them. I'll interview them if you want.
Perfect.
So, are you in? Where are you right now?
I am in Midtown Manhattan. I'm
okay.
53rd Street and 8th Avenue. I don't know why I'm giving you the address, but I'm in New York.
This is Four Square Radio. Okay.
So, I don't know if your listeners want to come down and hang out.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
That's a hurry.
So tomorrow night you're going to be in Albany, in Saratoga, opening for Carol Montgomery. Do you know Carol?
I actually do not know Carol. This will be my first time meeting her, but I've heard wonderful things. She's been in comedy for a long, long time, so, and I hear nothing but good things. So I'm excited.
Well, great. Yeah, it'll be a fun show. I was planning on going, but unfortunately I can't go. So I'll send my warmest regards.
to send you, some man. Really warm regards because it's very nippy here.
Okay. Hey, so last time we talked, you were thinking you might be on Last Comic Standing. Whatever happened with that?
Well, funny you should ask. I made it to the semifinals and went out to L.A. and recorded quite a bit of time and did a lot of stuff. And I actually got edited completely out of the show. Which is the worst thing that has happened in my show business career and possibly my entire life.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, there's a few of us. There's like five or six guys that got kind of completely edited out. And I think kind of what it is they had too many of one demographic. They had a lot of white heterosexual males.
Oh.
And after a while, hey, what's up? See, I did bump into someone I knew. I was hoping that would happen to make me seem kind of cool.
Right.
So actually, ironically, the guy that just walked by was on the show with me.
Oh, wow.
Nick Cobb is his name. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's great.
So yeah, they just kind of cut me out of the show and didn't tell me. That was the worst part. Like, it stunk getting cut out. But they didn't tell me, so I had my entire family and friends and all these Facebook, like literally a couple thousand people, and then I had to deal with everyone being like, hey, were you just kidding? And I was like, no, they cut me out of the show. I was like, why would they do that? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You're hilarious. You deserve to have been on that show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Well, are they doing another season, do you know? Or are they going to give you, like, preferential next time?
I would hope. I don't know if they're doing another season. I will go out for it again and hopefully this time make it to air.
You know, I'm going to be interviewing Barry Katz sometime in the near future. I could ask him about it for you.
You could ask him. That would be delightful. Barry was very nice to me. He was very sweet to me, and I like Barry. And I don't know. Like, I think, show business is evil, so I don't blame anyone.
Yeah.
Or a negative feelings towards anyone. It was just a real bummer.
Yeah.
I got paid still and have the experience, and it's on my
resume.
So
yeah,
they can't take away the fun. I had a lot of fun on that trip. So
there you go. Yeah, this is great. Hey, so I saw you're in Maxim magazine. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm going to be the featured comedian this month. Oh,
wow.
January actually.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was fun, and that was funny because I actually did the interview and took the picture a while ago, and I was like, this time I'm waiting till it's actually out to tell people about it. I'm afraid of that happening again, where people are like, hey!
Yeah. So
it has been confirmed, it's been seen, that I am in it, so.
Oh, great. So you're wearing clothes in the pictures, though, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm wearing a sock.
Okay.
But that counts as clothing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's
but
great.
Yeah, so check out Maxim magazine. I am actually in that, confirmed.
All right. I'll have to get it. I'll check it out. So,
yeah.
I don't want to keep you too long. I know you've got another show. But, everyone can check you out with Carol Montgomery tomorrow night and Saturday night right here in Albany at The Comedy Works.
Yeah.
TheComedyWorks.com for tickets. Have a good show.
Please come by. And yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
I wish I could stay longer. And I wish I wasn't shivering either. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not nervous. I'm about hypothermia. So.
All right. Well, go warm up and warm up the crowd.
I will. Well, hopefully I'll I don't know. Burn them or something. I don't know. But I'll do well.
Excellent.
This weekend, I won't burn you.
Yes. All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Ethan. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.
All right.
It was Joe List, and you can see him, as I said, with Carol Montgomery at the Comedy Works tomorrow night and Saturday night in Saratoga and Colony, right here in Albany. The Colony one's at the Best Western on Wolf Road. Really, really funny, funny guy. It's a really good club. You can check it out at thecomedyworks.com.